Go ahead and take your Bibles with me, if you will, and turn to Psalms, the book of Psalms, 148 this morning. Here in the last few weeks, we have begun talking or have been talking about being an authentic disciple. And this morning, we're going to talk about authentic disciples praise the Lord. They really do. Now, for whatever reason, it seems as if that praise has taken on different avenues and different meanings. Some, but an authentic disciple knows exactly what the Word of God says about subjects, and then what they are to do about those things. And here in Psalm 148, if you're there, say amen. We find out what it is about praise and praising the Lord. What does that mean? What does that look like is what we're trying to achieve here this morning. Not according to what man says, but according to what God's Word says. Psalm 148 reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters in all depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgin, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. And He has lifted up His horn for His people. Praise for all His godly ones, even for the sons of Israel and a people near to Him. Praise the Lord." It sounds like we might ought to praise the Lord. I thought about this when I was getting ready for this. If a mountain and some trees and cows praise God, and that I am the crowning achievement of His creation as a human being, then I ought to praise Him as well. I ought to praise Him on a daily basis, praise Him, and you'll see here throughout this word that we're about to look at this morning, an authentic disciple praises the Lord. Look down at Psalm 150 now. The Bible tells us this: praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sounds like, again, we ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. According to the scripture that we read right here, if we are going to be the authentic disciples that we ought to be, and that we are training up or developing disciples in this place, then this is one of the things that disciples do. This is one of the things that the Word of God says we ought to do, that we ought to praise the Lord. What in the world does that mean? I'm glad you ask. Let's bow and ask God to give us insight to that. Father God, I pray in this time, this morning, now, Lord Jesus, that You would, in this place, give us insight into what it is to praise You. Father, I could really, and I'm not trying to be, God, I'm not trying to be egotistical or sarcastic here, but Father, I could care less what man says about praise. I want to know what your word says. And Father, how as a church and as an individual believer, we ought to go about praising you today. Lord, may you show us that through your word today. Lord, may it develop in our hearts and our minds today that, God, we would be those authentic disciples that we ought to be according to your word. This is our prayer. We long for your answer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, according to Strong's Concordance, the word praise occurs 248 different times in the Bible. 161 of those occurrences are found right here in the book of Psalms. Isn't it kind of ironic? I won't say it's ironic, it's purposely done, that those words praise that are put in Psalms, by the way, which Psalms are songs to be sang as you and I sang here this morning in this worship service. Through those songs, we are to praise the Lord. Well, what does it mean to praise the Lord this morning? What does that really look like? What does that really mean? Well, the Hebrew word praise is translated into the Hebrew, rather, yada, Y-A-W-D-A-W. If you want to write that down, Y-A-W. D-A-W is the word for praise in the Hebrew that you find here in the book of Psalms. Praise, it literally means to use the hand, hold out the hand physically, especially to revere, worship, revere and lift up hands. That's what the word means. I thought about when I was getting ready for this, Lord, you sure you want me to use this passage of Scripture, especially right here in Psalm 150? The Bible tells us in there we're to use stringed instruments and we're to use cymbals and we're to use all that. And the Bible even says this. Listen to this. The Bible even says, dance. What happened here? And I'm not trying to just jump on that subject. Whatever happened to the authentic disciples really doing what the Word of God says? We become so creative in our worship that we forget, why don't we do what the Word of God says? And then we as believers put parameters on the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit doesn't work in these parameters right here, then the Holy Spirit won't work. Well, wait a minute now. God don't work like that. God don't work that way. God does what God wants to do. But did you realize this morning, sitting in this room here, you and I can shut the whole thing down. That if our hearts and minds are not where we need to be today as believers, as disciples today, according to this word right here, I'm here to tell you, according to the Bible today, that you and I, we can suppress the very movement of God in this place this morning to where nothing happens. And all this is a meeting of a bunch of people. I don't know about you, but here in the last few weeks, listen to me, I don't want church services like that anymore. I want God to move in this place. I want lives changed. I want to see lives changed, not for the glory of this church, but for the glory of God. Because see, authentic disciples, that's what they long to do. And I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, in the last few weeks, if you haven't got a reason to praise God now, please do this. Take your left hand, take your right hand, and put it right here and make sure your heart is beating right now. You sat in these services in the last few weeks and you hadn't got a reason to praise God this morning. Friends, you need to check your pulse. You may have checked out on us. The Bible tells us clearly, if you'll notice right here. Now, where does that begin? Where does that start at? Well, it starts right here. Notice what the Bible tells us in Psalm 150. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. That's here. That's right here in this place, right here. That's right here where all of us are sitting, right here in this room here today, where we are gathered together, the sanctuary of God, the worship center, whatever you call it, the building of God, what the church house. This is where you and I today are to praise the Lord for what He's done. For what He's done in our lives, how He's changed our lives from what we once were to what we are today. I stand before you this morning and testify this to the top of from the mountaintop that I am not perfect this morning. But I guarantee you this, the man standing before you this morning is a changed man by the hand of God. Only God has done what's been done in my life. Only God can do that. And I'm here to tell you today, just based on that, praise the Lord today. Praise God today for what He's done. So we see right here, as we look at Psalm 150 in verse 1. But now I want to share some specific things with you. Maybe you want to write these down as we go along here this morning. First of all is this, is that disciples are commanded to praise the Lord. Take your Bibles with me and look at Psalm 134. Psalm 134 in verse 1. We are commanded as servants, as disciples, to praise the Lord. Notice here in Psalm 134, verses 1 through 3, the Bible tells us this, "Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the inner house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth." These, if you'll follow me for just a moment, these are the high priests that are there in the temple. And their job, they are, if you will, night watchmen. And they are assigned with the job of watching the temple at night. And it is their job to go around before the worship day begins, before the sun arises, and to make sure that everything is right where it ought to be. Preparing for that day of worship. Listen to what Franz Kendrick writes in his commentary on this. He says this, "After midnight, the chief over the gatekeepers took the keys of the inner temple and went with some of the priests through a little wicket of the fire gate. In the inner court, this patrol divided into two companies, each with a burning torch. One went west, one went east. And so they compassed the court to see whether everything was in readiness for the service of that dawning day of worship." They were preparing themselves. And in that, the Bible tells us right there, as servants of the Lord, that we are to worship Him. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said about worship. He said this, and I quote, "Too often men look at public worship only from the side of its usefulness to the people. But the other matter is of even higher importance. We must see to it that the Lord God is adored, extolled, and held in high reverence." End quote. My goodness. As believers today, according to the Word of God, it is our job this morning to worship the Lord. Now, sitting in this place this morning, I don't know of a high priest sitting here today. There's some preachers sitting in this room here today. There is some teachers, Bible teachers, Sunday school teachers here today. There are some discipleship training teachers here today, COU teachers here today. There is also some small group home Bible study teachers sitting in this room here today and say, "Well, that's the only ones that's supposed to praise the Lord. That's the real servants of God." No, no. It is commanded to every one of us sitting in this place here today that we are to praise the Lord today. I can't say that enough. The Bible goes on and tells us this about being the authentic disciple and praising the Lord. Look with me, if you will, now at Psalm 113. And the second thing I want us to see is this, is authentic disciples, their praise is continual. Their praise is continual. Look at verses, Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3 with me. When you're there, say amen. Now we've gotten the meaning of what the word praise means. We've gotten that. We've gotten that we are commanded to praise the Lord. But now listen to this. How often do we do that? Well, right here the Bible tells us, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting. The name of the Lord is to be praised. My goodness. The Bible tells us clearly right here in that passage of Scripture a couple of things. There's two things that we see right there that that word tells us in verses 1 and 3. First of all is this, is that servants of the Lord are to praise Him. Servants of the Lord are to praise Him. But secondly, we are to praise Him from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Our praise is to be continual today. How many of us, I just wonder, you've probably heard this illustration 100 times, but I just wonder. You ain't gonna raise your hand, you can just think on this for a second. How many of us, yesterday in watching our favorite team play, may have gotten a little excited? May have even hollered a little bit. Yelled, screamed, I don't know. Cheered, clapped. I know I did this several times. We get so excited about a football game that, quite honestly, listen to me, is not going to change our lives. It may physically wear on us, emotionally, through stress. I'm here to tell you today, listen to me, we come into the house of the Lord who has changed our lives forever. Man, if there should be praise and excitement and joy and happiness, it ought to be in this place right here, right now. Because He has changed our lives forever. We ought to be praising the Lord continuously. We are to do that continuously according to His Word. Let me ask you this morning. What are you doing? When it comes to praise in this place, when it comes to praising the Lord today, what runs through your mind right now? When it comes to praising God in this place, I mean truly praising the Lord, as the Word of God instructs us, what runs through your mind? For some it may be, well, my gracious, you know what? I'm here to tell you, I don't know. What's these people, you know, if you're talking about, I don't know about that now. Guys, I'm here to tell you today, listen to me. We got every reason in the world to praise the Lord today. And authentic disciples today, their praise is open. Their praise is heartfelt. It comes from the heart. It is a worship that is in spirit as and in truth, as the Word tells us. That means this, it is from the heart today. It is open worship of God today, because not only of what He's done, but for simply who He is today. He is God today. He is the one who can and will change your life forever if you will only allow Him. I want to ask you in this moment right now, are you allowing Him to change your life today? Are you allowing Him to work in and through you that you may become the authentic disciple that you ought to be. Are you longing to be that authentic disciple today? If you would bow with me for a moment. Father God, I just pray in this moment that God here today, that as we're in this place, that Lord Jesus, for some of us here in the last few weeks, we have been battling. We have been fighting some things. We have been doing some things. And Lord, we just need your help today. Whether it be worship or whether it be anything else, whether it be a problem we're having, a sickness we're involved in, whatever it is, today, God, I pray that we turn it to you. Turn it all over to you, Lord. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to read something to you this morning out of the Word of God. It's found in the book of James, chapter 5. Read it here the other week. James chapter 5 and verse 13, the Word tells us this. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they will be forgiven. Here in just a moment, I'm going to be down front. I'm going to have two of our deacons with us, or with me rather, that will be here on either side of me this morning. And I want to encourage you this morning today that if the Lord is speaking to your heart right now, to come. You say, well, preacher, there ain't nothing wrong in my life. I'm fine. I'm doing great. Good. That's great. Then I want you to do as the Word of God says. I want you to sing praises to Him. Sing this song like you mean it here this morning. Sing it today like you mean this song. But if God is speaking to your heart, listen, you ain't got to wait until we start singing. You come on right now, wherever you're at. You may just not want to come to anybody. You may just want to get on your knees here at this altar. God's been dealing with you about something for several weeks now. You come this morning right now. Father God, I pray in this place that, Lord Jesus, we see your hand at work today. Father, I don't know what that'll look like. I don't know exactly what that will be. But Father, I pray in this moment that, Lord Jesus, today, lives are changed for your glory this morning. That, Father, we see things happen like never before. God, show us that today in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Brother Allen, you lead us, please. Stand.
Jesus, we crown you with praise.